And you know, last year, I think it was last year, when our brother Panucci came to us, he gave us a report on Guyana. And that report was such that it electrified the entire ecclesia over here. It was such that we're still talking about it, Brother Joe. It was like a Brother Paul there on that boat going over there to Rome, if you will. And without giving you too much of an introduction, we're anxiously awaiting for you now to address us on the way things are in the land down under. Brother Panucci.
That was a really professional introduction, isn't it? Lord's willing, tonight I'm going to take you to Australia. Like they say on the flight, just relax and enjoy the flight. One of the things that I want to mention to you, brethren, is that the friends in Australia, they love you. They extend to you an invitation. So any one of you that can make the trip, you'll be very, very welcomed by them all. They're beautiful people, consecrated Christian. They love the Lord. They love the truth. And this is very important. I don't know if I have the time to tell you all there is to tell you in detail, but I'll continue until Brother Lennon come over here and stop me. But first, rather than to waste time, I wanted to mention to you the names of the ecclesia for which they wish to be remembered to you. They send their love to you. So we start with Auckland, New Zealand. They sent their love to you. Then Melbourne, the English class. Then Ringwood, Victoria, the Polish class. Then the Ferntree Gully, the young Polish class. Then the Canberra, the convention, two and a half days convention, they always remember to you. And then the Sydney in South Wales, they sent their love to you. Then Perth, Kalamunda, sent their love to you. South Burakopian, Western Australia, sent their love to you. Valley View, Western Australia, sent their love to you. Adelaide, South Wales, sent their love. Gympie, Queensland, sent their love to you. Nambour, Queensland, sent their love to you. Brisbane, Queensland, and Kalaunda, Queensland, they all sent their love to you. See, the state for which we visit are Victoria. I don't know if you can see on the map there. South Wales, Queensland, and Western Australia. Australia's a big, big country. It's incredible, the land. You know, as we travel in Australia, by the way, they don't call them Australia, they call Australia. They get offended if you say Australia. No, this is Australia. They so much land. I was thinking about the kingdom where people worry where they're going to stay, when do they come back. Believe me, so much land in Australia that they can take billions of people. Just incredible. It's a beautiful country in the area for which is habitated, where people live, that is always by the shores. The inside land, the land inside, so to speak, it's a desert land. It's almost impossible for any people to live there, but most of the population is on the shores in the three provinces, Victoria, South Wales, and Queensland, and Western Australia. Now, the way they speak down there is a little different. The terminology is a little different than the way we speak in the United States. For instance, there was a sister. I want to relax you a little bit so you enjoy the trip first. A sister invited us for a dinner, and she said, Ollie, I have something special for you. And I said, sister, what are you going to have for us? We're going to have a chook dinner. I says to Burton, I say, chook dinner? It must be something special. Chook is a chicken dinner. We drive along the highway, and we saw a sign. In the United States, heel means give the right away. In Australia, they say give away. When it comes to food, instead of say take out food, they say take away. Body shop. Smash shop. There was a young girl attended the meeting, and well dressed up, I said, sister, where you work? Oh, she said, I work in Enbor. What are you doing? She says to me, I'm a jackaroo. Jackaroo, jackaroo. What is jackaroo? I thought he worked in the office. So the attend sheep. It's a jackaroo. I want her to make a telephone call. And the brother says to me, we ring. They don't say a telephone call, say they ring. When they want to call one another, they ring. Not telephone call. A dear sister, Sister Zurich, says to me, brother, I have a present for you. I said, what do you have, sister? She said, I have a rug. My dear sister, how can I take a rug to the United States? Oh, you can. Rug is a blanket. They don't call blanket, they call a rug. So these are some of the terminology that they use down there. But after a while, you get used to the terminology, and you'll be able to understand them. When I was in Oakland, I wanted to go to the post office to mail some cards in Oakland. So I met a little girl on the street, and I says to her, say, can you tell them where the post office is? She looked at me. She said, what language do you speak? She says, it's on the left. She says, it's on the left. She says, it's on the left. The meeting with those friends were very, very interesting. The activity of the trip down there was very, very, very tight. When you go down there, those friends, they really push you to work. In fact, I tell you, during the evening and sometime during the day, we gave discourses and study. But during the night, we had to study ourselves. Because instead of being teacher, we became a student. There were friends down here that were very, very well versed in the scripture, very, very intelligent people when it comes to the Bible. They're good Bible students. So if you ever go down there, you prepare yourself, because some of the questions they ask you are very, very deep. In fact, the question and the study meeting which we had were related on the 24th chapter of Matthew, and word for word, and also on the book of Revelation from the 6th chapter to the end of the book of Revelation, and also on the 38th chapter of Ezekiel. And like I said, we had to study ourselves during the night, you know, to be prepared our supper for them the following day. On the night of December the 18th at 6 p.m., we left Los Angeles, California, and at the 12-hour flight, we arrived in Auckland, New Zealand. We were met by a brother, Ned Hyam, which was at the airport waiting for us. In the afternoon, Sister Miriam and Brother Ned Hyam, we had a study meeting. And also in the evening, we had a study meeting and discourse with the class. They have a young couple that came from Czechoslovakia. One is an eye doctor, and she worked in some office down there, and they're very, very interested individual. They love the truth, and they have a lot of questions to ask. And then on September the 20th, we had a discourse in the morning and a study meeting in the afternoon and fellowship at night. The frenzy in Oakland are very, very knowledgeable, and especially Sister Miriam, she treated us like a mother. You know, the tea, you have to drink the tea there, you know, continuously drinking tea. They use tea by the gallons. And if you sort of refuse to drink and tea, they don't like the idea, you know, they want to know what's wrong. So I never drank so much tea in my life as I did on this trip. Brother Ned Hyam is very, very active in the promulgation of the truth. What he does, he advertises in the newspaper throughout the island, or the island around New Zealand. And he's getting quite a bit of a response from people on the air of the islands. The advertisement for which he has been very successful is Why God Permits Evil. And as he gets the response, he sent a booklet for which he had requested. See, unfortunate, Brother Hyam, it's quite old, and he doesn't have the energy to go and visit those people in the different islands, but he does the best he can to send the booklet they have requested. On the 22nd, we went to Australia. We arrived in Australia, and Brother Hyam Joheim, which is the brother of Ned Hyam, met us at the airport, and we went to his house. Now, he lives in Melbourne. Well, it's a little town, what they call Baronia, Victoria, which is near Melbourne. And the same day we arrived there, we had a study meeting with them, with Joe and Rita, and the family of Kopchak in Baronia, Victoria. And we stayed with the Hines all the time we were there in Melbourne area. We had a wonderful fellowship with them. We enjoyed the visit with them. They're very knowledgeable. A good Bible student. On Sunday the 23rd, we went to the meeting hall in Melbourne, and two discourses were given to the English-speaking brethren and to the Polish friends. The discourses were translated from the English to the Polish language. There were about 65 brethren present. After the discourse and the meeting, we also had a little bit of a fellowship. We had also a meeting there with them. On Monday the 24th in the evening, we were invited to attend a meeting with the young English-Polish-speaking brethren in the town of Fern Tree Gully in Victoria. We had a study meeting with them. One of the things that I was very, very much impressed with them is how knowledgeable they are. And I hope you forgive me, young sisters, but I'll tell you, among them you don't see no nail, fingernail painted, or lips. They came from Poland, most of them, and they don't believe in backup at all, which, you know, it's their prerogative. But this is where they are. They told us that they will have a seminar around Christmas time, and they asked us to invite any of you, the young brethren from the United States, to attend the seminar with them. They also asked us to make a program for a seminar and send it to them. They would like to see how we conduct a seminar in the United States. So we promise that we will send them a program for the seminar. And again, they urge us to ask any of you that would like to attend their seminar. They'd be glad to have you and entertain you. They're nice young people, really knowledgeable, really Christian brethren. They came, some of them, from Poland, and they're very, very close brethren. They're very concerned for one another. They visit one another quite often. And sometime, even at the spirit of the moment, they decide to have a meeting. So they get together one of the homes, and they have a meeting and fellowship after the meeting. On September the 25th, in the evening, we had two study meetings in the house of our brother Grugin in Elsterwich in Victoria, and another meeting in the house of Brother Sister Zurich. Brother Sister Zurich, they came from Poland, and they also have a pastry shop. They took us to see the pastry shop, and then went to the house, and she had a nice dinner for us. We had a beautiful fellowship and, again, study. On September the 27th, we gave a two discourse to the Polish class in Ringwood, Victoria. Two discourses were given. They were interpreted from the English language to the Polish language. With the Polish friends, they don't use any watches. What I mean is, time element doesn't mean anything. If you want to speak to them for 1 hour, it's fine. If you want to speak for 2 hours, it's okay. If you want to speak for 3 hours, it's all right. Time doesn't mean anything for them. They're so eager, so anxious, and very, very zealous, a Christian, and they love the truth, and they love the brethren. After the meeting, we had a little bit of a fellowship with them. And then, of course, sometimes we had to use our hands, you know, to try to converse with them. And in view of the fact that I can say a few words in Polish, right away they make me not an Italian brother, but they made me a Polish brother. So I can say gorąca, I can say zimna, which means hot and cold, dziękuję, thank you, and a little thing like that, siostra, sister, bracia, brothers, you know, they felt like that I was a Polish. I said, go on, I'm a Polish. So we really had a nice time with them. They're really lovely, lovely brethren. We love them very, very much. On September the 27th, we went to Canberra to the convention, 653 kilometers. The countryside was beautiful. Empty, that is, no houses, just now and then a gas station, and sheep by the millions. All you can see, green land, eucalyptus trees, and sheep by the millions. Unfortunate, we found out while we were there that because they don't have a market for the wool, and they don't have a market for the meat, they had to kill 40 million of sheep. And the government gave them $2 a head. It's ironically that many people throughout the world, they're starving to death. Yet, in Australia, because they don't have a market for, they had to kill and destroy 40 million of sheep. some of the brethren there that have a sheep, they felt pretty bad, but he says to me, Brother Joe, what can we do? We don't have the money to supply, to feed them, and we don't have a market for, so we have to follow suit. That is, they had to do the same thing as the government ordered them to do. On September the 29th, 30th, and October the 1st, we went to the convention in Canberra. We gave two discourses, and we had the question meeting. Now, the one which is in charge of the meetings, they don't call him chairman. They called him, they gave me the chair. When we got there, we wanted to know what the chair consists of. So we asked the brother, what I supposed to do? The brother said, you have the chair, but what is the chair? You in charge of the meetings. So they split the convention in two. Burton took half the brethren, and I took the other half, and we had the chair. One of the things I learned about the brethren there in at the convention that is teeing in abundance. Every time there is a little bit of recessions, then you drink tea. Another thing that I learned, which I think it makes sense. When do they sing, they don't sit down. When do they sing, they stand up. I asked the brother, how come you stand up when you sing? The brother said, it's good for the lungs. So if you sit down, you can sing well. If you get up, you sing well. So when do they sing, they get up, they stand up, and that's how they sing. So we had a beautiful convention. The brethren there that serve at the convention were very knowledgeable. We enjoy the convention. We also enjoy the fellowship with the brethren. After the chair, that is, after we got through with the chair, then they begin to ask a lot of questions, the different brothers and sisters. One of the things down there we found out is that there is a mixture of belief down there. Basically, the fundamental they all have, but some of the friends, they believe that the church has been developed under the new covenant. And some of the other friends, they don't believe in the Lord's presence. So these are were the two subjects for which Burton and I, we tried to stress a little stronger with them. And of course, some of the friends, they didn't like the idea, but we felt it wasn't necessary to try to stress the two points on that the church is not being developed on the new covenant, the church being developed on the old covenant, and also on the Lord's presence. But on the other hand, they were gentle, they were sociable. I'm talking about the one that sort of disagreed with us, and we had a beautiful fellowship with them. In the evening, we had fellowship in the house of Brother Grimm and Dawn Smith. And she invited all the ones that attended the convention to go to her house for a dinner and have a fellowship. You can just imagine about 65 brethren going to the house of the sister Smith. There was not enough chairs, so some of the friends sat down on the floor. And we had a beautiful fellowship, even though the a little bit cramped in one little room there. But we enjoyed the fellowship, and it was a beautiful evening with them, to be with them. They live in Killeen, which is near Canberra. And by the way, Canberra is the capital of Australia. And during the day, they took us to see the White House over Canberra, so to speak. And we had a nice conversation there with one of the guys there in the convention hall in the, what they call a parliament house. She was trying to impress us a little bit about the Queen of England, that they still respect the Queen of England. So I says to the lady, I says, well, we also have a king. She says to me, who's your king? Our Lord Jesus Christ. We waited for him to establish his kingdom. So So we had an opportunity to present the message of the gospel to this lady in the Parliament House. On the 22nd, we went by boat to Sydney. And the same day, we had a study meeting in the house of Sister Joy Watson. She lives in what they call a Five Duck in South Wales. It was a study meeting, and also we invited the Cerrone family. I mentioned the Cerrone family because I knew them, went back in 1963 when I was in my pilgrim trip in Italy. I stayed with the family, and I was very happy to see them again. The brother there, they have a little problem when the mother Cerrone died and brother Cerrone died. They had a little problem there among the family, and we sort of tried to encourage them to attend the meeting. James Cerrone, one of the brother there, he attended the meeting, but we tried to talk to David Cerrone to attend the meeting, although he came to the meeting, and he took us for half a day to see the area, and he promised us that he will give us some consideration to attend the meeting. On October the 3rd, we went by plane to Perth. Now, Perth is about 3,000 miles away from Sydney. There we were met by Brother Malcolm Price, which is the son of Brother Price. We had a study meeting with them the same day we arrived, and the following day we had 12 brethren attend the meeting. This was an interesting area because Brother Price lost his wife about 3 years ago, and he still feels the loss of her sister Price. And it was a little bit of a sad situation there because of our sister Price. But he felt a lot better after we had the meeting with them and tried to give him encouragement, about the loss. And then the following day, we went by car to see a dear family, the Liebeck, which they live in the country area, which they call South Burokapping, which in West Australia. It took us 4 hours to get there by car. This dear sister and brothers and sister, they're more or less, they're isolated in this big, huge, huge farm. The brother has 5,000 sheep. And he was telling us that he generally has anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 sheep. So we spent 2 days with them. Again, we had a study meeting. And also, a discourse was given then. He invited a few family around the area, so they came to hear the discourse, which was given by Brother Brown. And on the October the 10th, we returned to Perth, Kalamunda, where Brother Price lives. There we had 2 study meetings in the morning, then in the afternoon 1 discourse, and even another discourse. On Sunday, the October the 7th, we gave another discourse in the evening, and starting in the afternoon, and starting in the evening, and we had 12 brethren attend the meeting. On October the 8th, we left Perth for Adelaide, and in the evening, we had a study meeting in the house of Brother Fred Grinston, and it was interesting because a family from Karamunga, South Australia, found out that we was going to be there, so they came all the way to Adelaide to attend the meeting. This brother, David Stone, and his wife, Muff, they call, and his family, they have 20,000 sheep. And she had asked, they had asked to go to their home, but we thought it was quite away from Adelaide, so we refused to comply with this wish. But the following day, we went to visit a Greek family that just came from Greece, and a sister from Ukraine. We had a beautiful fellowship with them. We enjoyed the visit. And again, it was a continuation of a study, meeting and discourses. But mostly it was study. Always on the same point, the 24th chapter of Matthew, word for word, and the revelation from chapter 6 to the last of the book, chapter of the book, and then again the 38th chapter of Ezekiel. On the 10th of October, from Adelaide, we went back to Sydney. There again we met with the friends. Two discourses were given, and they were present, 12 brethren, including Brother Cerrone, which he had promised that he would come to the meeting. We had a nice fellowship with them. We had someone, a newcomer, that came into the truth to the ministry of one of the brothers down there, and Sister Watson. So he had a lot of questions to ask, and we answered the question the best we could. On October the 16th, we, by plan, went to Brisbane, see, which is north from Sydney. That's what they call the Queensland area. And from the Brisbane, we were met by Brother Greg Tosh, who took us to Nambour, to the hotel, and that was the first time that we stayed at the hotel. So the following day, he came over and picked us up, and we went down to the city of Marochita in Queensland. This is on the shores of Australia there. Beautiful area, beautiful, beautiful country. It's what they call a semi-tropical area. We enjoy the stay there because it was warm. Unfortunately, when we arrived in New Zealand and also down in South Australia, you think of the South would be warm, but it's the other way around because they're down to the South Pole. So it was rather cool down there. But when we got into Queensland, it was very comfortable. It was a warm climate that we felt a little better. We had a study meeting in the morning, and in the afternoon, a discourse was given. There were 14 brethren present. On October the 17th, we left by car, and we went to Gympie, to the Greenhall family. And with us came Brother Torch and four other brethren from Nambour. And we had a meeting there, again a study meeting with them, and we enjoyed the fellowship with them, and we had a beautiful, beautiful day with them, an evening, and the following day we left, we went back to Nambour. But it was interesting, this place in Gympie, because the brother has, asked the brother, how many acres of land do you have? So the brother said, I don't know. He said, maybe 40,000 acres. I never saw the land. He said, well, it could be 50,000 acres of land. And they don't know how much land they have. There's so much land there. And in addition to the livestock which he raised, sheep by the thousands and beef, animal, cows, and so on, he also has watermelon. He raises watermelons. So during the day, we took our shoes, rolled up our pants, and we went up and helped them pull weeds out of the watermelon patch there, because he was telling us that it's a certain weeds which grows among the watermelon, and it gets bigger than the watermelon plant, and it chokes the plant. So we volunteered to go and help him. So during the day, we went over and we pulled weeds all day long. And it was a beautiful night. I mean, a beautiful day was spent and a beautiful night with them. We really enjoy. It gave us some little diversion, something else to do. And the sister had a beautiful dinner for us, and we enjoyed the fellowship with them. On the 19th of October, we went back to Brisbane. There we had two meetings and study, one in the house of Rabbi Daniel and Fry Ostrovich. And the next meeting was held in the house of Sister Walczek. And in the afternoon, 20 brethren came to say goodbye to us because it was the last day in Australia. Then four of them, they came to the airport to say goodbye to us. It was a really an interesting pilgrim trip to be with those friends down there and to fellowship with them. They have a different ideas, you know, in conducting the meetings. And you have to sort of comply with the way they do things. And we enjoy them immensely. More than anything else, we enjoy the fellowship with them. They are very warm brethren, and they like to see the American brethren go down and visit with them. And believe me, if you go down to visit with them, you will enjoy them because they give you wonderful fellowship, and they don't know what to do for you. They don't do enough for you. In fact, we noticed that there was a little bit of a hardship, a little bit of resentment among them because we failed to go to their homes. But, you know, we didn't know what to do. We were at their disposal, and we didn't have no car, so we had to sort of comply with the plan to which they had made it for us. And, in fact, at Sister and Brother Zurich, she had had prepared a beautiful dinner for us, and so much of sweet stuff there, because they have the pastry there. And we had a sandwich, a little piece of bread, a little piece of meat there, standing up because a brother was waiting, Brother Les Kupchak was waiting for us on the outside to take us to his house to go to a dinner at his house. So there was a time that in the day we had six dinners in different houses. And but we enjoy, you know, because they're warm Christian. They really enjoy being with them. And we receive so much blessing to be with those dear ones. So, especially with the young ones. So we enjoy the young ones so much. They're really zealous Christian. And then again, may I repeat, if any one of you or the young one would like to go down there to fellowship with them and study with them, there will be no problem. You name the date, you name the hour, and they'll be there. You can rest assured they'll be there waiting for you. You don't have to make a plan a month before or a week before. At the same day, before you know, they call each other over the telephone. They ring each other. They don't call each other. They ring each other over the telephone, and before you know, they're there within 15 minutes. They'll be there at the meeting hall. Before I close, is there any question that you'd like to ask me? I see the chairman is here. Well, I hope some of you can make the trip, go to see those brethren.
That was pretty interesting, wasn't it? Which missionary trip was this, brother? Now, I know you had a missionary trip last year. I heard that. Which one is this, number two or what?
I don't know.
Lost count already, see? Wonderful. As the brother was talking, it really brought to mind the commonality that we have. Blessed be the tie that binds, isn't it?
It holds us all together. That love of Christ, that truth holds us all together. No wonder those brethren resented you not going to them over there. But it's a nice kind of resentment, isn't it, dear brethren? It's a lovely kind of resentment. Well, thank you again, dear brother, for telling us about your trip and your glossary of terms. We appreciate that. So now when we have a good chuck, we'll understand what that is. Okay. Brother Panucci is going to close with prayer now, and he's going to ask the blessing also on the Vespers service.
Great is our thankfulness, O God. We so thank you, Father. Thou hast granted us the privilege to approach Thee as our beloved Father, a loving Father, the Father of the whole creations. We so thank you, Father, for such a privilege. And so, Father, we come to Thee in the spirit of humility to render Thee many thanks for the many blessings which Thou always graciously bestow upon us, the truth which is precious to our heart, in Thy love, in Thy beloved Son, for the life He offered on Calvary Cross, not only for us, but for all, for every single human being on the face of the earth. We thank Thee, Father, for the privilege which Thou hast granted to us to be with these dear ones, O Life Precious Faith, to worship Thee in truth and in spirit. Father, we pray that give us a little bit of a Holy Spirit in realization that is through this invisible a loving power that we are sons of a light and understand Thy plan and purpose.